Tefillah for Life, share number 52, Thursday before Sukkot. We are talking about the bracha of Elikai Neshama. And when we study the bracha, we will see something fascinating. We say in the bracha, Elikai, Ribbono Shel Olam, Neshama Shenasata Bi, the neshama that you put inside of me, Tahirahi, it is Tahira, it is pure. Ata V'rasa, you created it. Ata Yitzarta, you formed it. Ata Nefachtabi, and you blew it into me. And this is a very fundamental sentence that we are stating over here. We are saying that our neshama was particularly formed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't just create everybody's neshama, so to speak, together in a wholesale fashion. Every neshama is created and formed particularly for the individual that is going to have this neshama inside of them. And that's what we are saying. The neshama is tahira. The Ribbono Shel Olam created this neshama. He formed this neshama. And he put this neshama inside of me. And it was made specifically for me. It was tailor-made. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the neshama from in its initial inception. From the original creation from the neshama, the Ribbono Shel Olam created it for me. With my trials, my tribulations, my talents, my chesreinus. Everything that I have, which is rooted in my neshama, was created specifically for me. It is a custom-made experience. And the Ribbono Shel Olam creates every single person's neshama individually without getting affected by anybody else. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not mass produce neshamas. And that is the lesson that we learn from this bracha. Appreciating the neshama, appreciating our uniqueness, realizing that our neshama is the only one that's like that on this planet. And if we fulfill our job, if we fulfill the reason why we are here, then we will have fulfilled the purpose of this neshama. And if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, says, listen, I'm one in a million, why am I going to make such a big difference? Then Rachmana Litzlan, this neshama that was made specifically is lost. Its purpose was not fulfilled. And that is what we are supposed to think when we say Elokai Neshama, like we mentioned yesterday. It is a personal relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is me and Hashem. And number two, it's me. I am unique. There is no one like me on this planet. And if I don't utilize my talents and the opportunities that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me, nobody else will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created my neshama tailor-made, custom-made, special for me. And that is the message of this bracha. Ata barasa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachtabi. Ribbono Shel Olam, I appreciate my uniqueness. I appreciate my neshama that was made specifically for me. And I intend the Mirtzo Hashem to utilize the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me with my neshama.